This is not your show for breaking news. It's your show for the stories that matter and interviews with the people that make Memphis, Memphis. On 98.1 The Max and at drakeinthemorning.com.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you dies, don't you want somebody to love?
Catch the show on the 98.1 The Max app, available at 98.1themax.com. You get that there, and you can listen to the show wherever you might be. If you have any problems with it, let us know so we can come to your house and fix your deal.
Drake will just show up personally.
I'll be happy to come by and show you how to do it because I'm very, very techie, knowledgeable. And if you believe that, you're not paying attention.
He'll be there with a hammer.
Tomorrow, Kyle Vesey will be here with various observations on the city affairs. I don't know what's going on out there. It's hard to tell. There were more murders over the weekend. A police force that is short about 500 officers, and things are not getting any better. There's a new guy at the helm, the interim director, and I'm sure that the new mayor is scampering to get this under control, these body cameras and such. One of my kids had their cars broken in over the weekend. That was pretty sweet. And these guys spend the majority of their time, I think, on things like that and on calls at people's houses who are drunk and fighting. And if it's not that, it's more severe. It's a murder. And there were, what, three over the weekend, which puts us to about 26, I guess, now for the year, well ahead of last year's pace. So we're doing good here on the eighth day of the second month of the year. So be careful out there. Watch where you're going and watch where you are, and take care of yourself and your family, and lock your car doors and get an alarm system. And it's just nuts. You know, some parts of town are safer than others, but still, for goodness sake, watch what you're doing and be careful. As mentioned before, as many of you know, I guess there are people out there that just don't care about this football game, but it's become one of the biggest events of the year. It's like a national holiday. And these teams begin, they train in April, I guess. Then they stop and they go to camp in late July or early August. And then they play four exhibition games. Then there's a 17-week season. Each team has a week off. They play 16 games. Then the playoffs. And this goes on for months and months and months. And it culminates with what we saw last night. The two best teams, allegedly, in the game from the AFC and the NFC. And Carolina lost one game all year long. Were extremely good and quite prolific, and they scored a bunch of points every game and looked unbeatable. Peyton Manning, the quarterback for the Broncos, almost 40 years old, as you've heard 1,000 freaking times, and most folks gave the Broncos no shot. They had the best defense in the league and one of the best perhaps ever, because they just crushed these guys last night, as they have done all year long, except for a few games that they got beaten down pretty badly. But last night they were on, and the Panthers were way off. And I'm sure there will be talk among conspiracy theorists that this whole thing was fixed. Las Vegas had the Panthers almost a touchdown favorite, and they only scored 10 points, and they lost the game 24-10 to Peyton and the Broncos last night. The 50th game in this series that began, well, 50 years ago. And there was much reminiscing, and Joe Namath did a really cool kind of a thing to open the game. And there was a montage of various people at the beginning. And during the pregame, they had several different celebrities offering their memories and observations. And Larry King, for some reason, kept being on there. And why someone didn't notice this, he had a piece of white stuff on his nose, like some Kleenex, this little bitty white thing hanging off his nose. For every time he was on camera, it was there. Couldn't somebody have gone,
you would think,
Larry, brush your nose off. but he had this white thing on his nose. It was not a hair or cocaine. It was some kind of tissue or just little teeny piece hanging off his beak. Like, come on, man. So all the pregame and all the prep, and I guess this went on for so many hours before the game, and I slept through most. I didn't. It's the same thing every year, and it's so predictable. And I guess they trotted out a bunch of guys before the game, former MVPs, and Tom Brady got booed.
Oh yeah.
They booed him, and a bunch of these guys are just old and kind of out of it, and just didn't care either way. And I don't know. All this hype and stuff. You know, this hasn't always been a 2-week break. At one point, this was a 1 week of hype. Then they played the freaking game. Then they realized, though, there's a lot more money to be made if you do this for 2 weeks. And so that's what they do. And it goes on forever. And then maybe that's why it seems that the game is done and you go, that's it?
It could very well be, because
that's all.
I was waiting for something, for Peyton to turn into a tiger and run off the field or something.
Have his head just explode or something.
Yes, and it just didn't.
And Jim Nance and his low-talking, very serious, very sincere, that gets old. How many panels do we need to analyze a football game? CBS had two, I guess, at least. Plus sideline people. ESPN, I gave up on that early. NFL Network, I never even turned over there. It's all the, how many things can you say about two football teams? It just has gotten to the point to where this is why you start to lose your interest in sport, because it is so hyped and the media can destroy anything. And they came close yesterday, but the game was okay. It was close. There were chances for the Panthers to come back and take over that game, but they did not. Almost as if it were on purpose that the NFL wanted Peyton to win on the way out at Super Bowl 50. It's just, perhaps you're just, seeing things, but it was very, very odd that Cam Newton did some things that were not like him, but who knows?
When he didn't jump on the ball,
he just stood there.
Like you said, though, there weren't a lot of oohs and ahs during the game, except with the Denver Broncos. I mean, they pounded him and pounded him and pounded that offense. So maybe by that time,
he got sacked, 5 times? He just got tired of it?
Yeah, or who's to say he wasn't concussed? I mean, I'm totally just making that up. But by that time, he might have been just like, oh, forget it. This is just not going to happen. I'm over it. Now,
that Broncos defense was extremely good, and they were in his face the whole game. There was no running game. There was no nothing. There was no passing game, and they had some chances. They just did not ever produce. So Las Vegas made a buttload of money. How much money was bet on that thing? Like $1 billion or a bunch more? And bookies and such made a buttload of dough yesterday. So it's over, 24-10, the Broncos. And they'll do it again next year. And we have no idea who will be there. No one does. But I'm sure that by noon today, there will be predictions of who will be the next two teams in the big game. But there it is. There's Peyton. Bless his heart. Good for him. It's over with, and now we can move along to baseball season and all that. And oddly, Cam Newton won the MVP award before the game. Isn't there some strange irony in that fact?
And I think maybe that's why Peyton wasn't all that excited. It had to have been weird that everything's going to be on Peyton Manning, and that he's such a classy guy that he did not announce his retirement or not say anything about it.
No, that was the wrong place to do it.
Right, but like Von Miller being MVP and the defense doing as well as they did, it had to have been hard to sit there. It's somewhat embarrassing. Like, quit focusing on me. I didn't win the game.
He'll be 40, I think, in about a month or so. And how long has he done this? The videos of the Manning boys playing football go back to when they were little bitty kids. Then there was you know, there was high school ball, then UT, and then the NFL with the Colts for a long time. And now he's almost 40 years old. How long can you maintain the excitement and this, you know, manic energy and the love for the game? I mean, that was a pretty big deal yesterday. But, geez, enough already. I won. Yay. Give me the trophy and my Budweiser and F off.
Don't call me today. I'm drinking Budweiser.
Then don't show up next season. I mean, if you're not that excited about it, I don't know what.
I don't think he wasn't excited about it. I think that he just knows how to handle himself and doesn't act like a jerk like a number of these guys do. He had some class. And I think that that's just pretty much how he lives his life. He is measured in his speech. He's not a loudmouth punk. And he acted like a pro. And that's what he should do. And he always has. And good for him. So, who else? The new Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees will be Coach Tony Dungy, longtime coach of the Colts, now part of NBC Sports, Brett Favre, Kevin Green, Marvin Harrison, longtime Colt, Orlando Pace, a tackle, Kenny Stabler, and guard Dick Stanfield named as the upcoming inductees. Marshawn Lynch, who does have no class, he was out most of this past year after showing his behind year before last on numerous occasions. During the Super Bowl, decided to tweet a picture of his cleats hung up, and I guess there was a peace sign or something, which reportedly was his way of saying that he's retiring. Okay. Although he's under contract for one more year and would make $11 million bucks next season, but he was out the most part of this past season. But in the middle of this game, to tweet out your retirement is there's just no class there at all. It ain't about you, bro. Be quiet and go away. That's why Peyton, I think, kind of stands out, because he uses good, you know, good taste and good judgment and doesn't do garbage like that. So that's over with. There were some NBA games yesterday. Denver beat the Knicks yesterday, as the Denver boys win in the NBA 2. Orlando won, so did Boston and the LA Clippers. And beyond that, the Tigers won over the weekend, as did the Grizzlies. And now we head to the home stretch for college basketball, because March Madness isn't that far away. The NBA still has lots to go. Their All-Star game is coming up this Sunday. So all of these things are out there to be dealt with, and we'll get to them as they go, and yeehaw. Emails, mail at drakeinthemorning.com. What do you have?
Therese wrote in and says succinctly, Cam was a big baby, and the Mountain Dew commercial was freaky and disturbing.
Yes, it was very, very odd.
That's what we've had more mails about than anything else.
It was strange.
Ed wrote in on that, saying the commercial was advertising Mountain Dew Kickstart, but it's one of the weirdest commercials I've ever seen. However, people are talking about it, so it worked as far as getting attention and press.
Any thoughts, though, on the concept that that is their big new push, when last week was the story of the Mountain Dew mixed with the truck fuel, and that killed two kids, and now they're pushing a new drink that is full of Mountain Dew, which is bad enough for you just by itself, along with some kind of a caffeine.
It's juice.
It's a speed drink.
Yeah, but it's not fuel. I mean, you could.
Yeah, how do you know? It might be, but still kind of odd timing, though, nonetheless, I thought.
And there's he also directed us to a bunch of tweets about it, that commercial, which have come out great. There's one is with, F whatever that mutant dog monkey was selling, because my brain shut down.
The puppy monkey baby commercial. And that, it was very, very odd. Even the guys on the couch in the ad looked shocked. Like, what the hell is this thing? And then it came trotting out, acting very weird.
Man, I might just chill tonight.
Puppy monkey baby. 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 Puppy monkey baby.
I want one.
There's another one that says, I wish Jason Bourne had punched out that Punky Monkey Baby in the trailer.
Very strange.
And it's already being used as an ISIS recruiting video, says someone else about it.
Why not?
And let's see. Lisa agrees that Lady Gaga did a nice job with the anthem.
Yeah, she did.
She managed to add a few superfluous notes, but lover or hater, there's no denying she can sing.
She did some woe and made it about herself a little bit, but the woman can sing, so.
Why don't people know not to do that at all? I didn't notice that because that's the first thing I said that she didn't do it, except she added a line at the end. But other than that, I thought she was kind of on.
She has a great voice, and she has some class, and she didn't overdo it last night, and they just drag it out too long. That song, if sung properly, is supposed to be about a minute and 27 seconds long. But they tend to drag it out and make it about themselves. But she showed some restraint, I thought. Not totally, but pretty close.
And then we've got one more from Chris. You were talking Friday about the Johnny Carson show when George Gobble comes in.
I did forget this part. This is great. It was Dean Martin and Bob Hope and George Gobble came out and uttered one of the best lines in the history of that show. But this gentleman points out a part that I missed.
So George is telling that story. And the audience is laughing and George thinks that he's got them. But it's really during the whole time since all the others are on the couch with him, Dean Martin is using George's coffee cup as an ashtray.
The entire time, and George never
had
even
no
saw
idea.
It. He had no idea. Excellent stuff. Thank you. Email anytime you'd like to, and we'd love to hear from you on this, I'm sure, rough Monday for many people. But if you had some sense and you planned right and went to bed, you feel okay. So some did and some did not, I'm sure. We'll come back and check the dumbasses of the day here in a moment. And though that's always fun, there's never any shortage of that. It's also Valentine's Day this Sunday, in case you have somehow spaced out. That is a week from yesterday. Pro Flowers has a great deal coming that is going on, as it does every year. Great roses. They are gorgeous. They come fresh. They'll last for a week at least. We're offering 2 dozen of their roses, plus a free glass vase for just $29.99. Or go to the long stem roses, the upgrade there, with a cherry red vase and candy for just $9.99 more. It's all roses and chocolates. Go to proflowers.com, use the code Drake, type that in, and you get the deal, and it's easy, and you're done, and it is sent to where you want it to go on the day that you choose to send it. Proflowers.com, top right-hand corner, type in Drake, and the flowers, the roses, will be there at your wife's desk or her home or your home or whoever it is. Get it all done. The deal expires Friday at midnight, but do it now. Surprise her with beautiful roses and chocolates from Pro Flowers. They're fresh. They'll last for a week, and they come in a very nice vase, your choice of various ways to do it. Proflowers.com. Do it today and get all this done and out of your way for the big Valentine's Day event coming up this Sunday.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny, Wes, and Sid
on 98.1 The Max.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Stupid!
Don't call me stupid. You're a dumbass.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Just when I thought they couldn't get any stupider.
Shut up, idiot. Moron!
That's stupid.
How stupid do I look to you?
You are just dumber than a bag of hammers.
I've met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all.
Stupid facts.
Moron, 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 moron.
Hello, it is Monday all day, February 8th, 2016. It's day 39 of this year, the day after Super Bowl 50, which the Broncos won. You likely know. Many of you don't and maybe don't care, but the game is over, and Peyton Manning won the game for the Broncos with his teammates, his defense especially, and now that is all behind us. And we carry on to other things, like Valentine's Day this Sunday. We have guns and roses to give away. We have some shooting time for you and a friend at the Range USA, courtesy of Accent Guns and Loans. And a gift card for the great Pro Flowers to buy a bouquet of roses. Those two things for you for this week from us for Valentine's Day, which is this Sunday. We'll look at the other things happening in the world in a minute. But first, No reason to pass by the dumbasses. A guy in Tool, Utah. Tool, with an E. He was rescued after he got stuck, trapped at a McDonald's drive-thru. He was paying for his order when he dropped his money on the ground out of his car window. He opened up the car door and reached down to grab the money. He somehow hit the gas and inched a little bit forward. His head became wedged between the door and the door frame. That's pretty uncomfortable. The guy was not breathing when police got there. He somehow knocked himself out. Wow. He was unconscious. They broke his window and got the car out of gear. He was taken to a hospital where he is expected to survive.
For a dollar?
But he didn't get his food, so he kind of messed up there.
In Balsam Lake, Wisconsin, police received a bunch of calls about a car driving erratically. They found the car in short order and even sooner found out why the car was driving erratically. It was being driven by a 9-year-old, the daughter of one Amanda Eggert. And Amanda explained that she and her boyfriend, Jason, also in the car, were too drunk to drive. So they just handed the keys to the 9-year-old girl and let her do it.
Good decision.
They've been arrested on charges of regarding that. And since they also had the couple's 11-month-old son strapped in a car seat, they've also been arrested on charges of child neglect and recklessly endangering safety.
Perfect.
Yes.
Wes, I see your 9-year-old, and I up you one. An armed robber walked into a grocery store wearing a motorcycle helmet and a sweater covering his mouth. The crook pulled a gun and told the workers, "Give me the effing money."
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of giving the money, the two workers disarmed the robber, held him for police, who discovered he was just 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Jaden was initially charged with attempted armed robbery with a firearm and aggravated assault. But the state, this is where I think the dumbass comes in. The state decided to drop the charges and instead he'll have to attend a diversion program and stay away from the store he attempted to rob. He has a gun. His parents should go to jail. Somebody should
be
in trouble.
He's in second grade. He's 8 years old.
Yeah.
And this is what we are breeding here in America. That's very, very comforting. This is in Alabama, Jefferson County, a sheriff there. He had to stop and arrest a clown over the weekend for drunk driving. The man, 51 years old, was spotted weaving in traffic, and the clown told cops he'd only had a few drinks. That's the line that everyone uses. I've had 3 or 4 beers. The man gave no reason why he was wearing his clown costume. He was charged with DUI. Just out driving around wearing his little clown.
Well, okay.
Clown suit, no big deal.
Looking for kids.
Well,
to eat.
That's not really a good thing. Puppies are wonderful. I did not see much of the puppy bowl yesterday.
Oh, I didn't see any of it. That's right.
I saw them. They all came out, and it is extremely cute. And the halftime show, they're chasing cats and motorized cars and stuff. And it might have been a better ball game than the one that was on for real. I'm not sure, but always cute. A puppy, where is this? This is in England someplace. This little fella, his name is Ted. Ted's 4 months old, a Labrador, and he's in his teething state, and they will chew on anything that they can get anywhere near. Well, his mom and daddy had gone to bed, the homeowners, Rachel and Robert. They were awakened by their smoke alarm and knew that something was wrong because they're very quick like that. Somehow, Ted, the dog, had turned on the stove as he clambered around, just trying to find something to chew on. So he somehow got his mouth on the part that turns on the stove and lights the, you know, pilot light thinger.
Mm-hmm.
And it was smoking and burning. And the alarm is what saved their lives. And Ted didn't mean no harm. He's just a little puppy. And so he probably got spanked and put in timeout. And beyond that, there are some more. I don't know. We'll get to them later, perhaps, as we watch the day go by on a nice, sunny, yet very chilly Monday morning today. Not too warm. and even worse tomorrow and Wednesday. There's some kind of a snow event happening north of us and on the East Coast, but we should likely get maybe some flurries and nothing else. So no reason to panic, I don't guess. This may mean something else, but we'll find out as the day goes by. There was a debate over the weekend. The GOP had, and I didn't really have any idea that this has all gotten to the point now to where it all sounds alike and it's the same stuff. And New Hampshire is tomorrow. That primary is happening up there. The winners already seem to be pretty well defined. Bernie Sanders has a who's ahead up there? I've lost.
Bernie Sanders is ahead on the Democratic side,
pretty,
but apparently over the weekend his lead has narrowed somewhat.
Yeah.
But Trump still has a commanding lead according to the polls.
Yeah, and the polls, as we know, are not necessarily accurate.
Right.
This one was on ABC, and I just happened to come in. I was just punching the thing, and I came upon it and. Grew quite weary of it quickly and turned it off. Marco Rubio, by all accounts, was out of it. And his poll numbers have plummeted over the weekend since this event on Saturday night. And it does seem like he was stuck. Can somebody tell these people that Obama is not running for president? He isn't in the game. They aren't competing against him. Yet somehow he went off on this thing, and now they're calling him a robot and such for things like this.
And let's dispel once and for all with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. Let's dispel with this fiction that Barack Obama doesn't know what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. Facts. Here's the bottom line. This notion that Barack Obama doesn't
Third
know
time.
What he's doing is just not
there
true.
There it is.
He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
There it is. The memorized 25-second speech.
Well, that's the reason why this campaign is so important.
To the Gang of Eight bill first.
Well, here's the response. I think anyone who believes that Barack Obama isn't doing what he's doing on purpose doesn't understand what we're dealing with here. Okay, this is a president. This is a president who is trying to change this country.
And they're booing him at that point. He used the same line over and over again as if he were in some kind of a trance.
That's how he memorized to start every answer.
That did not do him any good at all. And it sounds like, they busted his chops badly after that. And the crowd's booing the guy. And they're on his side, allegedly. So
he's going to have to borrow Jeb's please clap sign.
Well, that was rough. That was very, very rough. And then Mr. Trump, I didn't watch it. I just turned it off. I just have lost interest in the whole thing. And I guess that Trump tweeted out something beating up on Jeb Bush again, which almost seems unfair because it's so easy to do. Jeb Bush, whose campaign is a total disaster, had to bring in mommy to take a slap at me. Not nice, says Mr. Trump. Jeb responded brilliantly. I'm not a psychiatrist, but this guy needs therapy. I guess he meant therapy.
Did he run out of characters?
But he lost the Y there somewhere. So this is what it's come to for those running for the presidency of this country. Just complete and utter insanity. And then on SNL, Larry David was the host and Bernie Sanders made an appearance on that. And it seems to get sillier and less serious and important all the time. But I guess when you're campaigning for over a year and still have about 9 months to go, what do you have left to do?
I think they've said everything. And as Rubio, and they're saying it
over
it
and over
times.
Again, yeah. Obama isn't running for president. What is your point?
Well, that's to go against the Democratic Party. They have no one else to go. I mean, Bernie hasn't been president. Hillary hasn't been president. So if it was a Republican in office, the Democrats would be going after that Republican president.
Why? What's the point?
You score points with the people that they know are going to turn out for the primaries, which are the most rabid followers.
Haters of
the
haters. Yeah.
And so they know that name gets those people stirred up.
Which is one more reason why the whole thing is so pathetic. And I hope that people are paying attention. But I guess we'll see some more tomorrow in New Hampshire, but the big one is on March 1st. And I guess early voting begins around here on Wednesday. So if you wish to cast your vote, you can do it now, I guess, or this week. So there's lots more to come. North Korea is back to their rattling of the saber as they threaten to launch some kind of a missile. They pull this about twice a year, don't they?
Yeah.
Seems that way.
And nothing ever happens, and no one ever does anything about it. I still don't understand why in this world of there's just so much intelligence and so many people that are badasses, FBI, CIA, and on and on and on, and trained killers. Why can't somebody remove Ronnie Kim Jong-un from the planet? Just go kill this guy and move along. He's insane.
I still think that they're not going to do that just because they know that this guy is just an easily handled joke.
Maybe.
And they don't want someone who really knows his stuff
maybe
to
so.
Get into the real power there. And that was they.
How old is he now? About 31 or something? Or
say 14.
Yeah, he's just a punk. With way too much power and a very, very messed up country. But the guy's dangerous. Or is he? That's a good point. I mean, if not him, somebody else that might be more serious.
Right.
But this dude is just a nut job. And about twice a year, he's going to shit off some missiles and blow up the world. No, he's not. Until he does, and then we'll wish we might have paid some more attention to him.
I think we're paying really close attention to him just in case they do accidentally stumble onto something that could cause some really, really serious harm.
Yeah.
To direct U.S. interest anyway.
I don't know, but it's back in the news this morning as one of the lead stories. That, and of course, the big game and all that stuff, and the halftime show I thought was just remarkable, and many people are saying that it was the best one ever. It was very well done, and it did indeed last 12 minutes. That is their time allotment, and they pulled off a lot in about 12 minutes. I don't know that Beyonce stole it. I suppose that she has a presence.
Oh, I think Bruno did. I thought Bruno stole the show.
Yes, me too. And there are people that think that she did. And the story's about that Jay-Z, her husband, sent her 10,000 roses before the performance. And her new album comes out today. And there are some quotes here of some of the lyrics, which are absolutely filthy.
Yes, I couldn't believe it.
I just don't understand this. And last night, one of the lines of her songs was that she had hot sauce in her pants. That's wholesome.
She's got kids now, one or two. I can't keep up, but
yeah.
You would think you would change your attitude, your lyrics.
Just I've never understood what it is that people find that she's so talented and or some kind of an odd fascination that I have missed out on. Miss Gaga sang the anthem, I thought, beautifully. And had some class. The hair, as you say, Danny, is not probably really her real color.
But it just, it didn't look like a great style on her. And sometimes I just wonder, like you said, with Larry King having a piece of tissue on his nose and our
so
hair being
weird.
Slicked back. Somebody's got to say, it's not the best look. Let's try another one.
But how did Larry King sit there? He was on a little montage before the 5 o'clock CBS. That's where it all began. He did some long thing about something, and he had this white thing on the end of his nose, along with his little weird look and his little suspenders and that whole act. And then he was in a montage after that with the same little piece of tissue on his. Can't somebody see Lair and go, cut? Can somebody go over and wipe off Larry's nose? But nobody did. And maybe it was done on purpose just to make him look bad. I don't know. But there was a lot of hype, and there they all are. And
I was going to say, right there, who outperformed who? When those three get together, Chris Martin, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars, and walk down the catwalk, it was pretty amazing to me.
Can't Chris stand up straight?
That bugged me too.
He's always hunched over.
Yeah, he is. But did you know, I noticed, Bruno is tiny.
He's Team Nancy.
And he, I looked at his shoes because he wasn't that tiny next to Beyonce, and she had huge heels on, and he just had on Nikes.
Yeah.
And so she must be tiny, but she looks like a big old girl.
She looks, yeah.
So maybe Chris Martin had to get down to their level.
Maybe so. Yeah, she does. I mean, I just don't understand the whole attraction to her. I mean, there's a bunch more that sound just like her, or just maybe it's just me. But all the hair throwing and the neck shaking and the. She had to have 25 dancers behind her.
Oh, and they were all African American.
Yes, they were. Thank Jesus for that. And Chris Martin is white as they come, and British, and Bruno is, I don't know what he is.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, kind of.
Philippian.
Yes, there they are.
Filipino.
Throw your hair around some more, honey. You're gonna break your freaking neck.
Well, she says something about being Alabama, Louisiana. An African American.
I don't know. I just don't have any respect for the lack of any content in the lyrics. Maybe that isn't the point. But said that she. What does this mean? That she makes a statement with her halftime performance? Is it what you just said? All the black singers.
That's what I got out of it, because the lyrics in the song are very black woman driven. And I didn't know if that was the appropriate thing to do at Super Bowl. But then again, I could have gotten the lyrics wrong.
Well, having hot sauce in your pants is not particularly subtle. That's not really that classy. And then the lyrics to one of these new songs, maybe I'm just getting older, but it's too easy. And this nastiness that is not necessary is not sexy. It's just tacky. But anyway, here's a little taste of Coldplay, Beyonce, and her hot sauce and her britches, and Bruno Mars playing together. Really well done, in spite of whatever opinions we have or you have. It was really, really well done. And those marching bands and those kids playing the violins on stage with Coldplay had to be a great thrill for them. And so I think that in summary, it was a great, great presentation. But, you know, he was bent over, I think, to not make them look so tiny.
He's not.
Chris Martin is no giant guy either.
No.
But Bruno's about 2 feet tall. But anyway, I thought that was a great halftime show, and respectful to those that have come before. And she made her statement. That's far out. And, you know, good for her. And a Coldplay is a pretty generic, likable bunch of white guys. And Bruno is, well, to me, like you say, he stole the show. So
I got these lyrics. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I like my baby hair with baby hair and afros. I like my Negro nose with Jackson 5 nostrils. Earned all this money, but they never take the country out of me. I got hot sauce in my bag swag.
Those were the lyrics she sang last night?
It says so here.
Understand those.
I did not come to play with you hoes. Ha ha, I came to slay, bitch. I like cornbreads and collard greens, bitch. Oh, yes, you besta believe it.
Uh-huh. Well, man, that's heavy poetry. What have we learned from that?
I don't know.
Well, that sure has inspired me to go to a commercial break.
Oh, God.
There's more.
Reading more?
Well, you know, the one about the Red Lobster that we read this morning.
Yeah. It's just tacky as heck. But maybe that's just me. There's a certain segment that thinks that she is just the end-all and be-all. But I have missed something there.
I didn't know. I'm sorry. This is very interesting to me. I might get your song played on the radio station because I slay. You might be a black Bill Gates in the making because I slay. I just might be a black Bill Gates in the making.
What? What? Huh?
I don't know what I've read.
I don't know what any of this means. Dixie Pickers has items for the man in your life. Maybe Beyonce should stop by there and shop for Jay-Z. Or maybe not. Valentine's Day is approaching quickly. It says here it's on Sunday. That's how fast it is approaching. Some great sales right now at Dixie Pickers through Valentine's Day. Many, many things are marked down in advance of, I guess, all the spring stuff that's on the way in. Madison Creek marked down, as is the Drake Shadow Branch Camo outfits. Maui Jim sunglasses, Martin Dingman, half off of all their clothing and shoes. The same for the Rivers West line. Mountain Khaki tops are marked way down. Everything in the store pretty much has been marked down for Valentine's Day and for the seasonal change that is at hand. Stop by and say hello to them and do some shopping for your dad or your husband or whomever at Dixie Pickers on the Collierville Town Square. And the newest store is down here at Poplar and Yates in the middle part of town. Or go see more online at DixiePickersStore.com.
This is Drake in the Morning on 98.1 The Max. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, whatever it is. Hashtag who gives a shit at drakeinthemorning.com.